Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scores of Honduran police officers on Monday surrounded the home of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez. After the United States asked the government to arrest and extradite him, the complaint alleges election fraud and drug trafficking. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to stop the paralyzing protests by truckers and Canadian citizens demanding an end to the vaccine mandate. Trudeau outlined plans to tow away their rigs and strike at their bank accounts.
The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families.
Jet Propulsion Laboratory experts say a derelict booster rocket, which will hit the moon's surface on March 4th, was built by Beijing and not by SpaceX. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Some severe weather is expected to hit portions of the United States this week.
The Midwest and South are bracing for a new weather system. High winds and possible tornadoes are likely to be caused by thunderstorms heading east from Texas across the South on Wednesday and Thursday. On those same days, in northern parts of Kansas through northern Michigan, temperatures could reach sub-zero levels in the upper Midwest and around the Great Lakes, with wind chills that may drop at least 10 degrees below zero. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge announced Monday afternoon that he would dismiss former Governor Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, saying her legal team had failed to reach the high standard required for public figures to make their case. The New York Times legal team argued Palin had not shown that the paper or its former editorial page editor, James Bennett, had been motivated by actual malice. Mr. Bennett apologized for the simple mistake. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In January, the Biden administration's open border policy continued at crisis levels. Customs and Border Patrol are reporting over 150,000 illegal immigrants apprehended, and a guesstimated 50,000 are now in this country without any vetting whatsoever. Texas Republican Representative Brian Babin, one of the many lawmakers demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign, tells Newsmax what he thinks.
Well, what's happening is the Biden administration has just done away with all of the great policies that the Trump administration and implementing. And you cannot control our border without having what we call interior enforcement. That means that if someone comes in illegally, they've had their day in court, their case has been adjudicated, they have been ordered removed from the United States. That is called interior enforcement when you deport them. They have stopped doing that, virtually stopped it. I mean, it's down 70%. So that tells you that only the worst of the worst of the worst are being deported, and that's very, very few. And so as a consequence, we've got drugs, we've got human trafficking, we've got 100,000-plus overdoses and deaths of Americans, and we've got an incompetent president and a derelict Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's especially great to have our next guest, Jason Riley. His brand new book, The Black Boom, the acclaimed Wall Street Journal columnist and author of the book, is here to, really take some emotions out of, our political leaders and to really try to break down. And Jason, congratulations on the book. It was especially encouraging read for me because what I hear from your heart is kind of being a bridge to where we can probably maybe get both sides together to understand the reality of politics and the characters that are involved in it.
Well, thank you. I don't know if I'm quite as optimistic as you are about the ability of this little book to do that, but I will tell you what I've set out to do, and that's simply report what I think of a tragically underreported story here, which is the economic gains that were taking place among Black Americans during the first 3 years of the Trump presidency. They were tremendous. They did not get a lot of attention from the media because the media had painted the president as a bigot whose policies would undermine the advancement of racial and ethnic minorities. And when that didn't happen, they played down the story. They ignored the facts. And I think that's a tragedy because if something works, people should know about it, and we should continue down that path. And this administration that we now have wants to go back to those sort of pre-Trump policies, raise the taxes he cut, regulate the sectors of the economy he deregulated. And my fear is that we're going to have the same results we had before Trump, which was very slow growth, and it harmed the prospects of those Black and Hispanic working-class Americans that were helped by Trump's policies.
Well, and you address this in the book, is that Barack Obama claiming that, hey, look at, don't give Donald Trump all the credit. Our administration put the ball in motion, but yet he was really clear, along with government officials, in stating that, we were going to be lucky to hit 1.8 GDP. So Donald Trump must be on some sort of hallucinogen to think that we would have better than 2-3% domestic growth under his economic principles, right? And so, here it is. It's working, and he wants to take credit for it. And I thought that was a bit disingenuous, with all due respect.
More than a bit, I would say. But that is the line coming out of the left and the Democrats from the president, from the former president on down, that to the extent that we did see economic growth under Trump, that Barack Obama deserves the real credit. He set all this in motion and handed off a growing economy, and whoever the next president was going to be was going to benefit from that. And so Trump deserves no real credit here. No, that is historical revisionism. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, the expectations at the time were that we were headed back into another recession.
Exactly.
Growth in Obama's last year in office was half of what it was the second last year in office. In other words, growth in 2015 was 3.1%. Growth in 2016, Obama's last year in office, was 1.6%. That is the economy Donald Trump inherited, a slowing economy that people like Larry Summers and officials at the Federal Reserve and officials at the Congressional Budget Office were all predicting a slowdown, if not a recession. You know, unemployment couldn't go any lower, they said. Jobs couldn't be created any faster and so forth. And Trump surpassed all of these expectations. And I think they're sort of using a heads I win, tails you lose argument. Mm-hmm. In other words, if things had gone sideways as they predicted, they certainly wouldn't have blamed Barack Obama for that.
Right,
so because things went well, they think he deserves the credit. And I don't think you can accurately read the data that way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was like the malaise of Jimmy Carter had been reintroduced to the body politic. And it required somebody with optimism, yes, a brash, Manhattan New Yorker to come in and kind of shake the trees and give people some optimism. And it's one thing, you know, to offer some optimism, but another thing, as you write in your book, that these policies worked. And yeah. Why can't we learn from that, put ego aside, put politics aside, and say, look at this. These policies work. Being energy independent, I mean, when did that become a bad thing?
Right. And what I'm really talking about here is a working class boom. I call it the black boom because blacks and Hispanics are disproportionately part of the working class. But what I'm talking about is how the working class benefited under the Trump policies, particularly the tax cuts and the deregulatory efforts that we saw. And they redounded to the benefits of all working class Americans. And just to put a little meat on the bones here, wages for those at the bottom rose at more than double the rate in the first 3 years under Trump than they did in Obama's second term. So this just wasn't a continuation of what was happening. This was an acceleration, a tremendous acceleration that took us to record low poverty rates among blacks, record low unemployment rates among blacks, and black wages rising at faster rates than white wages were rising. And so this is not just something that was a continuation of what was going on or was inevitably going to happen. I lay this to the policies of free market. You know, this book is not a defense of Donald Trump's personality,
right,
his character, his Twitter feed. This is a defense of free market economic policies,
yeah,
which I think work better than wealth redistribution policies, which is what we saw under Obama, or racial preferences and equity, which is what we're seeing under Joe Biden. I just think free market policies work better, and this book is a defense of those policies that were put in place under Donald Trump.
The proof is empirical, as you write in your book. I mean, here you think, okay, we get the first black president. Blacks are going to just, you know, thrive like crazy. But that wasn't the case. And you cite previously, based on empirical evidence, that whenever we think that politics is going to lead the way, disappointingly, it doesn't.
Yeah, some people forget how bad blacks had it economically under Barack Obama. You know, the black unemployment rate did not fall below double digits until the seventh year of the Obama presidency. I mean, blacks had it very, very tough economically under President Obama. And most people agree, you know, with the symbolic victory, his presidency, it was good for the country. And he always maintained high marks in terms of likability, personality, and so forth. But the fact of the matter is that his policies were not popular. You know, usually the deeper the recession, the more robust the recovery. But the recession that Obama inherited from George W. Bush, after that, we saw the slowest economic recovery in the post-war period. And so, you know, blacks fared far better under Trump prior to COVID than they ever did under Obama. And the data is just clear about that.
Mm-hmm. And it's shocking, you know, for the Democrats to deal with that. And this is why they've tried to rewrite history and to assume some credit. But it really can't carry water. And, you know, of course, they're covered by the media that doesn't challenge on them. They just allow them to make these statements. And, you know, and you can tell that it doesn't gain any traction because it's stated and then it just kind of vapors. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Jason Riley after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Jason Riley, author of Maverick, a biography of Thomas Sowell. That was the last time you and I had a chance to talk, and I just so appreciated that time together to honor a great American. Thomas Sowell, what a precious, precious countryman.
Oh, Oh yeah, yeah, and he's still at it. He will be 92 years old in June. I'm glad I got that book out when he was still around to read it. So so yeah, thank you for having me on to discuss Soule's work. You know, he had a huge impact on my own journalism, on my own intellectual development, and pretty much every book I write, you will see Thomas Soule in my reasoning, in my arguments. He's had a huge impact on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're all blessed for it. I want you to know that, Jason. His brand new book is The Black Boom, and what it comes down to, after everything is all said and done, is the free market systems, they work, don't they?
Yes, that's exactly what it comes down to. And what we saw, frankly, under President Trump in terms of economic growth and its impact on minorities is what we'd seen in the past. If you look back at times in our history when the economy was doing well, that is when racial and ethnic minority groups were doing better. The booming 60s and 50s and so forth, those were good times. That's when income inequality in this country was shrinking. In the post-war boom, we saw it, and I get into this in the book. So it's not rocket science here. What these minority groups need are economic growth and then the ability to access labor markets to take advantage of that. And that's what was happening under Trump prior to the pandemic, and we can see the results. And I'm very troubled again that I can't say it's a new administration now. We're a year in, but the Biden administration really wants to roll back what I think were some of the best things that Donald Trump did economic-wise. You know, cutting taxes on corporate America. They're bringing money back to this country, investing here, particularly in the manufacturing sector, which, again, redounds to the benefit of the working class. And so I'm very troubled that he wants to raise taxes, and I'm also very troubled that he wants to expand the welfare state.
Exactly.
And not just for poor people, but he wants to give welfare benefits to people bringing home six figures. He wants to extend the welfare state deep into the middle class. And I think that puts in place all kinds of worker disincentives and fewer people wanting to go to work. And I think that is bad in the long run for this country, because the fewer workers we have, the less productive we're going to be as a nation.
Exactly. And the less happy we're going to be, because we know that a productive citizen is a happy citizen because they're out there earning their way. I would dare say that what happened as a byproduct of people getting back to work during the Trump administration is people had and I think there's research that bears this out, that the happiness quotient, if I might put it in those terms, was on the rise. People had better spirits about them because they were back to work, and I thought that was an encouragement just for just on the face of it all, Jason, for people to feel good that they're being productive human beings.
Yes, I think that makes perfect sense. And to the extent that we are giving people a disincentive to return to the workforce, we're not helping ourselves economically, or as you just mentioned, psychologically.
And it's exacerbating inflation. Oh yes, by the way, is it not? Because we have more money out there and less people, more people pursuing the money that's out there. So it's just exacerbating the inflation problem.
Yeah, the inflation is very troubling, and you know, people are seeing a diminishment of their earning power. Prices are going up faster than wages, and I think that's one of the reasons so many people are sour on the economy right now, even though we have this low unemployment rate, and even though wages have been going up. It's because they know their money's not going as far. Their purchasing power isn't what it used to be. And what's really troubling here is this inflation doesn't seem to be going anywhere. If you look at the rate at which it was increasing between November and December, it increased by the same amount between December and January. Right. I mean, we might have not peaked here yet, which is really, really scary that things could get worse before they get better. And I think the Democrats have a big problem on their hands because when people go to the polls in November, they're going to be looking at their paychecks and noticing that the money doesn't go as far.
Exactly. Well, they might be thankful, the Democrats might be thankful for Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema to keep them from them bad selves and really accelerating the inflation level even more so. Because, they want us to believe that the increased government spending is a cure for inflation. Well, what empirical evidence, what history do we have to give us that, to give us any validity to that conclusion?
You're right. And the other thing that's worrisome is to the extent that Biden's going to have some decision making in the personnel on the Federal Reserve, look at what he wants the Federal Reserve to do. I mean, the Federal Reserve is going to have its hands full tackling inflation, you know, making sure that interest rates go up to cut off inflation, but not so high and not so fast that they cause a recession. That's a full-time job right there. But
right.
He's looking at people for the Fed that are interested in climate change and using the Fed powers to do that or to produce more equity in society and so forth. I mean, you talk about mission creep. The Fed should have its hands full with its dual mandate. And this president wants to just sees the Fed as another government organ to be used to advance a more progressive agenda. So that's also worrisome. He won't let the Fed just do its job.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the president's vision for the expansion of welfare, like it served us so well. You know, I had this conversation with Bob Woodson, who you know,
yeah.
And I asked him flat out. I said, Bob, we've spent close to $30 trillion on the war on poverty. What happened? Where's the return on investment? And he flat out told me, he goes, Bill, I got to be honest with you. He goes, the problem is that 70% of that money went to bureaucrats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's obviously right about that. There's a poverty industry out there, and Bob has spent a lot of time pointing that out to people. You know, obviously, if we could solve poverty by sending people checks, we could have solved poverty a long time ago. We know how to do that. We know how to send people checks. But obviously, that's not enough. But yet the left continues to double down on that, you know, for political reasons. It's how they get their voters to the polls. It's how they get their politicians elected, by promising government programs to solve these types of problems. And instead of trusting people to be able to solve their own problems, if the government gets out of the way and stops putting in place disincentives, which, of course, the welfare state does. By putting in place disincentives to work. So, but you know, Bob knows this stuff chapter and verse.
Yes. Well, Donald Trump's administration exposed progressives and the left for where they, I mean, there's a clear contrast. I mean, only a year ago, look at what we were experiencing, even with COVID. I mean, we were energy independent. Our border was a bit secure. I mean, there were things that were, in terms of an America First policy, were moving in everybody's favor, regardless of skin color. And I believe this is what's freaking out the Democrats, is because they really don't have an answer. Their answer is to invalidate Trump and to, you know, make it seem like he's some treasonous and, you know, and anybody who aligns with him is not worthy of breathing the air here in America.
Yeah, what we've had over the past 2 years is a very stark contrast in how to manage an economy. And we'll see what voters think. But, yeah, two very, very different ways. You know, the Biden administration focused, again, like the Obama administration, on wealth redistribution and racial preferences and the like, versus someone who comes in and focuses on economic growth and thinks that that is the way to help most Americans. And, well, you know, one of the reasons I think that Trump's performance among minority groups, particularly blacks and Hispanics, increased in 2020, despite him losing the election. His support among blacks and Hispanics went up, I think, is because of that focus on economic growth and his focus on reopening the economy. A lot of the people I'm writing about in this book can't work from home. They couldn't work from home during the lockdown. So they're in the service sector, they're in hospitality and so forth, and they wanted to get back to work. And Trump was out there talking about reopening the economy. And I think those folks looked at their paychecks each week, how they were going up. They looked at how plentiful jobs were under Trump. And I think that showed up.
He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and author Jason Riley. His new book, The Black Boom, will be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jason, appreciate the time. Godspeed. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scores of Honduran police officers on Monday surrounded the home of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez. After the United States asked the government to arrest and extradite him, the complaint alleges election fraud and drug trafficking. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to stop the paralyzing protests by truckers and Canadian citizens demanding an end to the vaccine mandate. Trudeau outlined plans to tow away their rigs and strike at their bank accounts.
The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families.
Jet Propulsion Laboratory experts say a derelict booster rocket, which will hit the moon's surface on March 4th, was built by Beijing and not by SpaceX. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback, author of Facing the Blitz. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Excellent Super Bowl, all things considered. Somebody asked me about the game going into it. I said, it's all, at this point, it comes down to injuries. And, I mean, it was a casualty report, you know, every quarter, you know, people going into the tent, not able to return. Beckham, I mean, you know, sad story there for him, what happened with him. And, of course, he was on the verge. I think a baby was coming, and he was saying that maybe he might not even be there at the game because if he got a call that the baby was arriving, he was going to be at the hospital and not at SoFi Stadium.
I know. I think that, and my wife mentioned to me that back when I played, I had a friend who missed a game for a baby being born.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't imagine that. And Stacy was like, you can't. That's way more important. Your friend is much smarter than you. But I must have been more insecure in my job, thinking if I wasn't there. But, you know, Odell Beckham's story is interesting. The Cleveland situation doesn't work out. A lot of people judge him as being kind of a prima donna, but he goes to L.A., and they say he worked as hard as anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
He fit into the team concept. Cooper Kupp was the actual wide receiver star.
Right.
He's got a baby coming that he says he's going to, you know, be ready to focus on. And then he gets a great start to the game with two huge catches, 50 yards, a touchdown, and gets injured. And he didn't whine. He cried on the sideline.
Yes.
but he didn't whine. He cheered. He was the most happy guy afterwards. He thanked God and felt humbled and was thrilled for his team's victory. Mm-hmm. I think there's something in that, that we need to take joy in the victory of the team and not be all about ourselves.
Exactly.
And there is a bigger picture. You know, having a child born is a way bigger picture. And Cooper Kupp, he's another guy who expressed the bigger picture. He said, I don't feel like I deserve this MVP award. I'm just so thankful to play football with these guys. God is so good. He even said he had a dream that he could only tell his wife. Not a dream, a vision, like years ago when they lost the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He said, I walked off that field when I was injured and wasn't able to play. And I just had this clear sense from the Lord that we're coming back to the Super Bowl and you're going to be the MVP. And I think it humbled him. And he said, all season long, I sensed as if I was playing from victory that was already guaranteed, as opposed to trying to prove myself. And I thought, that's a great analogy for how a person of faith can live from their identity in Christ, what he's already accomplished on the cross, the righteousness he's given us, who we will be in heaven, how the Father views us regardless of our sin, which he's forgiven. And we live from that identity, not trying to avoid sin or not make mistakes or to impress the world or, you know, earn our identity, which, geez, people are trying to earn it through social media and politics and money and fame and celebrity, and that's all empty.
Yeah, he reminds us, Cooper Kupp does, of what God says. He knows the end from the beginning. And when you live your life knowing what the end is, Jeff, and sometimes I have those moments, I will admit, that I have this sense of destiny, that all is well, regardless of what you're seeing right at this moment, all is well. And there is so much peace that comes about you, and at the same time, how humbling it is, because then you realize all the more it is not you doing it, it's the hand of God.
Oh, man, two quotes from two heroes of mine. Dr. Martin Luther King said, I do not know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future.
No.
That is perfect theology.
Yes.
Although he would probably have admitted, like you and I do, we do know what the final chapter in history is, and in that sense what the future holds, because God will come to restore all things. And my other hero was my dad, who had Dr. King as quite a hero himself. But Dad used to say, you know what? We know the end of the story, and God's team wins in the end.
Yes.
And a key thing about that, and your show is astute to speak of the culture, the civil society, our political situation, issues of biblical and cultural importance. With all of that, we need to be very careful to steward it in wisdom and biblical truth, but not to panic and put all our eggs in this earthly basket, and not to draw up sides and think that all those who are pushing the wrong ideas are on the wrong team. You know what? We don't know who will come to Christ over the long term. Mm-hmm. And it's very much wiser for us to see other people who may not go to church, may not claim Christ, are walking, you know, different than the path of Jesus, to see them as pre-believers,
mm-hmm. yes.
not yet believers.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be gracious of us to see them as, you know what, God wants them in the family too, and I didn't have anything special that made him choose me. It was just grace that he chose me. I need to have the same graciousness towards every person, even if their political and moral views we think are quite damaging and hurtful to other people.
Well, you got to go back to the beginning, Jeff, and when God was there in the beginning, knitting us in our mother's womb, as he says, I mean, and he says that we were made in his image. I mean,
everyone.
Even as he's, yeah, everyone. So, you know, as one professor I had in Bible college says, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about that. When you consider that we're made in the image of God. Okay, so we're all on a journey. And even, I mean, you can think, oh, I'm so sophisticated and I know so much theology and all that. No big whoop at the end of the day. The whoop is who are you, you know, what fragrance of Christ are you putting out there to bring others into the parade and into the kingdom? You know,
yep,
that's the important, right? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Into the family of God.
Yeah.
I did a Bible study this week, and it was triggered by Paul Tripp's devotion, New Morning Mercies. And he was talking about the tragic delusion that affects all of us humans. And it's been in existence since Adam and Eve. But it's really the delusion that's derailed all of humanity. Basically, we have this thought, you know what, maybe I'm a little bit smarter than God about myself, and maybe my way is better than his way. And that sense of doubt or independence or stepping away from God, let's just call it rebellion, is what's led to all of the corruption and all the division and all the decay and all the death that we have. And the Psalm 14 says, the fool in his heart says, God doesn't exist.
Right.
And it goes on in Psalms to say that everybody is corrupted. No one at all does good. And we know Romans says that all have sinned and fall short of God's perfect standard, his beautiful glory. But the grace of God has appeared in Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has opened our hearts to him. And we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to open other people's hearts and have a real passionate and humble attitude towards others, letting go of that tragic delusion that perhaps our way is better than God's way. And frankly, Bill, you and I know, we've been believers for a long time.
Right.
Every day I have a bunch of stupid, delusional thoughts where I kind of think, you know what, I kind of want to do it my way. I'm not really going to talk to God about this. I'm just going to think of it my way. Yeah. That is faulty. That is damaging. That is sin.
And when you have a lot of those instances, that's when you get in trouble and you end up in a situation like, you know, you talk about culture, where we are today in our culture. And we've turned our back on God with the audacity of thinking, hey, that's okay, we can take it from here. Oh, really? Look at how well we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. And what it all comes down to, the cycle throughout the Old Testament especially, is so that you will know that I am God. And I just sense that God is saying to his creation, can you hear me now, Jeff? Can you hear me now?
And he doesn't just want to shame us. He wants to draw
exactly.
us to his family. So it's like, can you wake up now and see?
Exactly. Right there, Jeff. Thank you, buddy.
The author has teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's time for Samantha Mal. Yes, the good news girl. She's checking out the highways and byways for all these viral videos that we can talk about. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Did your team win the Super Bowl and you won a bunch of money and everything like that, and now you get to be semi-retired?
Not this year. My team was Team Halftime Show. I think everybody around my age and a little older was pretty excited about that.
So you related to the halftime. I'll tell you, this is the demographic divide here between you and me. I didn't understand the halftime show.
It was very much like if you were, I would say, the ages, I think they said between like 30 and like 50 or something like that, a lot of people. It's kind of like, it was what we played at parties and stuff like that growing up, and so it was,
so that all
back to my youth.
Yeah, it just got. I don't know. I mean, it just. I just sat there, and my son wasn't with me. Usually, he frustratingly explains these things to me, but I just, you know, I thought, okay, well, I don't quite get it. And I grew up in Southern California, so, and very involved in radio and even radio before rap came and really entered into the scene in such a dramatic way. I learned even in my early days, in my early days of radio, when I worked in a country music station. This was during the time when country music was going from country and western to country, right? And some of the twang was being left out and, you know, that sort of thing. And they were modernizing the sound a little bit more. And you had the likes of Bob Dylan and Kenny Rogers crossing over and things like that. And so I saw that and I bore witness to that transition. And when rap came in, it just was hard for me. I just didn't relate. And I don't know that I will ever relate to it. And because some of it is the language too. I find the language to be uneducated at times. And, but I can appreciate the brilliance of, the technology,
you know, some of the things that they do, because what I started to say was in country music, somebody would ask me and say, how do you play that stuff? And I said, well, it kind of grows on you. And one guy, he was a top 40 program director, top 40 radio station program director in town. He goes, yeah, it grows like a green moss. And I said, well, that, you know, you chuckled, but, I just have never been able to, preach, but I can appreciate something that's professional and good. And I'm not blanking out the whole genre. I think that there's some things there, but I just didn't understand. And of course, and I felt for the players, because this is the big argument about the Super Bowl anyway, is that you've got a 40-minute halftime. I mean, 40 minutes. What do these guys do? They've just been beating each other on the field. Now they go in the locker room getting all stiff and everything else. I mean, it's I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Does that make it harder? I would be interested if that would make it more difficult, or if that's like a time that you rest and prepare. Like, you know, I would be very interested, because that's different than any other game they play throughout the year. So,
well, and on top of that, I thought the commercial times, they seem to be very extended. But I guess if you're getting paid $7 million per commercial, you're going to take some extra time, right?
Yeah, and you know, Super Bowl's half about the commercials for people.
Yeah, without a doubt. And there was, the one, Pac-Man QR, which got a lot of attention. That was another one. That was a mystery to me. What is the point here, you know? And it's just bing, boing, thing bouncing from corner to corner, like the old Pac-Man deal. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. And, but a lot of people really, again, that demographic, that was right up their reason, I guess. And they liked and related.
Yeah, I think
to that.
A lot of it's about nostalgia. You kind of take, how music transport you to another time. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. It was a good time in people's lives. And I think that, when you hear certain songs or smell certain smells, it's like, oh, what a fantastic memory that was.
Well, you're right in some regard. But I got to tell you, there was one, I thought one commercial was, they were doing that, Uber Eats or whatever it was. What was it? What was the one deal? And they had people tasting certain things. And and one was like, you got to be kidding me. That they would do that. I mean, here we are. We everybody's all excited about Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, everything else. Oh, the kids, everything like that. And now it's just like, oh, let's just talk about rather gross things. I don't know. I mean, the way our culture is going with some of this stuff, it's like we don't get embarrassed anymore. There's no shame, I guess, and. Just to be cute, I don't know. I just think that we end up, kind of retarding ourselves, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how much further it could go than...
Well, we keep saying that. We keep asking that question. Look at you and I. I mean, there's a generation of age difference here between you and I. But you ask that question. Go, okay, what's gonna be like for your kids and your grandkids? I mean, and I never thought that it would be like this, but the kids today have just an incredible amount of options. But all that being said, and all that wackiness, then, God bless us for Samantha Mao, who comes on and reminds us that not all is to hell in a handbasket. Like, for example, you've got a community that is praising a crossing guard who saved a young girl. Tell us the story.
That's right. So if you watch this crossing guard in action, your heart really stops, because I read the headline, I read the story before I watched the video.
Uh-huh.
And a young girl, Violet Watt, she was crossing the street about a week ago. And just as she's walking across, you see the crossing guard, Corporal Annette Goodyear.
Mm-hmm.
She holds up the sign. She's telling the car to stop. The car just flies through. So Corporal Goodyear grabs Violet and pulls her out of the way just in time, actually falling in, needing to go to the hospital herself. She's okay. But you just, you realize the importance of crossing guards, because I think it's one of those things you think they're just kind of standing there with a whistle, and it's not that. That is an important job, and she really put her life on the line. And
wow.
She just did it in the blink of an eye. It makes you, it's very heart stopping. I mean, it's.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you see this video and your heart will stop. You just can't believe this. This is just unbelievable. But like you said, crossing guards are there, but you never know. You never know until you know. And at that point, two people survived. And
hopefully that knucklehead that ran through that that intersection like that, you know, maybe it was just a mistake. They got distracted or whatever. But still, it's like I can imagine if that happened to me and I was the driver, my heart would still be racing. Think, oh my God!
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? How do you reconcile?
You saved the driver from a terrible. I mean, I'm sure that it's still traumatic to think that almost happened to you, but you know, to have to live with the consequences of something like that, you know, it just hopefully
it'd
be a lesson instead of absolutely.
Well, we can take it as a lesson for all of us. Because that could happen to any of us, you know. It could be the son distracted, taking a phone call when we're not supposed to, and just being so casual that, you know, safety is something that we have to be very vigilant around, especially when you're in a school zone. A Minnesotan celebrates her 10th year of sobriety with a state trooper who arrested her for drunk driving. I mean, this is a great story. I love this.
Now, isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
So this is Trooper Sue Hathaway who pulled Amy Martin over. So Amy, this is 10 years ago. She was caught drunk driving. It was actually like in the middle of the day on a Monday afternoon, and she was swerving through traffic.
Mm.
And she's pulled over by, honestly, a guardian angel in a trooper uniform. And so Trooper Hathaway, she pulls her over. And after she's like arrested her and she's booking her, she starts talking to Amy about, you know, please don't do this to your daughter. You know, they start talking about her daughter. Her daughter's 10 years old. She's like, please don't do this to her. You know, I had parents who did this to me, and, you know, they end up bonding over this experience that they shared. And it just changed her life in that moment. Instead of the trooper lecturing or just dismissing or anything like that, I mean, her blood alcohol was 3 times the legal limit. It was just, you have a serious problem when it's happening and you're on the road, and it's in the middle of the afternoon. You know, there must be something really serious going on that needs help. And there's, like, these aha moments in life, and I think this was one for Amy. And now the trooper and her get together every year to celebrate her sobriety. Who would think that that's what happens when you're getting pulled over, that you've formed this lifelong friend, and it changes your life for the better, not for the worse, when you're getting a DUI?
Sweet Valentine's story here. You've got a woman who delivers flowers to widows every Valentine's Day, huh?
Oh, that's right. So this is actually a North Carolina woman celebrating with hundreds of flower arrangements, and she brings them to widows. Her name's Ashley Manning. She's from Charlotte, and she started, like, the Valentine's Day Widows Outreach. And she ended up delivering 121 arrangements when her goal had just been 25.
Oh.
Specifically to people who were widows, which I'm sure, you know, if you received something like that from your husband who you lost, I would feel like that was kind of, you know, especially when you weren't necessarily supposed to be on the list or anything like that, I feel like you would kind of feel like that's your husband reaching out from beyond.
Right, exactly.
To kind of still give you a sweet hello. And I think the idea of doing that, especially for widows, because, you know, I think Valentine's Day can be very difficult for people who are in relationships or who are single. But I think people who have lost significant others are especially grieving in a different way. So I love the idea
what a
of
sweet
reaching
gesture.
Out to them.
That's so awesome. Thinking of others ahead of yourself. How precious. Speaking of which, Dolly Parton, she's covering the tuition for all her employees there in Dollywood.
Like, we needed another reason to love Dolly Parton, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So she's encouraging employees to pursue their education, and they announced on Tuesday that they're going to cover 100% of tuition fees and books, which that's a huge deal for any employee.
Yeah. Wow.
That is a good reason to love Dolly Parton and to go get a job over there if you're looking to go to college.
Without a doubt. Well, 20 seconds left, Sam. Billie Eilish stops concert to help a fan get an inhaler, huh?
You know, as we know, that doesn't always happen, and concerts can be a dangerous place if someone doesn't take control. But when she was in Atlanta...
Samantha Mao, you're awesome.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and back.
stacks. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
One in three.